Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Ariel. Ariel, introduce yourself. Let us know who you are, where you live.
Thank you very much for inviting me. My name is Ariel Katz. In my background, I'm a chemist. I made my PhD in artificial intelligence, but in 94, and long before it was so popular. You know, on those days, we have been a very small community on artificial intelligence. In the last 25 years, I shift my focus to nutrition, specific medical nutrition. I was, during 18 years, the CEO of Enzymotech. I started as a small company, became a big company, took the company public in the NASDAQ. We had IPOs, we have secondary rounds in the NASDAQ. It was very great success. And after 18 years as a CEO, I decided to retire. And now I'm the chairman and CEO of my own.
All right. So, like, what was the inspiration behind this Medicare business? So why you started this?
You know, in general, with startups, you know, you always need to be ahead of the market. You need what everyone sees, you need to get different understanding where the market is going. And usually, you know, coming, you know, from the Navy, I think you need to surf on the wave and not to create the waves. And many startups thinking that they need to create the wave. You need to be a little bit modest. You know, you just need to surf well on the waves. So 25 years ago, I thought that the drug industry will face challenge because the internet development and all the impact that created, which happened. And then I thought that the next generation should be, you know, the health via the nutrition. And I started the medical nutrition. I built three startups. All of them were very successful in this respect. And now I think that we have more challenges and the technology is more mature than it was 25 years ago to lead new generation of health.
Makes sense. So in terms of your work, like, what do you think, how do you measure the success of your business?
You know, the first thing that you made success in the business is not necessarily financial. Is what impact you create on human being. The financial is a result of that. So we don't need to confuse between the primary targets to the secondary prior. When you really create impact on the people and people having benefits from what you created, then the financial will come. So this is the way that I'm thinking. For me, yeah, financial benefits is the result, it's not the aim.
Makes sense. So, like, I'm not sure if you have, for Medicare, if you have any competitors, but if you have competitors, then what do you believe sells your product apart from the other competitors?
You know, competition is a big world, you know. I don't think in any of the businesses that I create, because I'm trying to be ahead of the market, I try not to have competition, at least at the beginning. So when Amazon started, it didn't have competition. And when Airbnb didn't start, and Booking started, and Uber, and WeWork, at the end, they had a competition. But at the beginning, so if you run fast enough, then the competition cannot reach you. And the way that I described it, and I think about it, is it's like biology. You know, I'm coming from the biology background that you have evolution curve and mutation curve. In the evolution curve, you're looking backward and trying to improve a little bit something for the next generation. In mutation state, there is no history. There is no nothing, you know. So, you know, when Walmart building a new shop, it's evolution. They know exactly how to do and the next shop will be a little bit better. When Amazon came, you know, there were no one. So no one knew how to go. But if you understand the hand of the game, then you know you need to walk on the dock and learning and convert from knowing and improving to learning, debriefing, and changing.
Completely makes sense. And so Like, obviously, whenever someone starts a business or anything, they go for segmentation of their audience. So how you segmented your audience, how you came to know, like, this is my audience, and what exactly is your audience, by the way?
You know, I'm the way that I'm looking on that is a little bit different. You know, I'm asking about the end game and asking at the beginning of the game and how to make the conversion between the beginning of the game, which usually is technology, to the end of the game, is a big question. And there are several elements that you need to comply in order to be able to convert the technology to the game. So this is how it works. So sometimes you know 100% the market. You know the technology, but the problem is not in the market. The problem is not in the technology, specifically these days. I think the problem is usually relying on the conversion. How you convert what you have to the market. And this is the biggest challenge.
Makes sense. So I believe you are connected with the artificial intelligence field as well. So you have good know-how about it. So what do you think, how AI can help this sort of businesses or the products?
If in general, if you're taking, you know, the healthcare industry, just an example, this is one example. If you're thinking how the healthcare industry was developed, let's say in the 15th century, in the 14th century, it was a Chinese medicine. This is what the first hour healthcare. And it was based on wisdom of crowd. This is how they developed the first healthcare. Only after the Second World, you know, in last century, in the 40s and 50s, they started to do the clinical crisis is done today. Because when you have a wisdom of crowd, we have two challenges. You have variation, which always happened, but we have noises. And actually, it's no doubt that the wisdom of crowd is the most powerful tool. The artificial intelligence allow you to go back to the wisdom of crowd without the noises. And I will give you an example. What is the difference? If you take a case to the judge, the same case to 10 judge, you know, it will be tough and will be not tough. At the end of the day, if you're doing enough, probably the verdict in the middle will be right. But always there is someone that have bias, and the bias is called noise. It could be that he doesn't like men, he doesn't like females, he doesn't like white, he doesn't like black. So then you have a bias in his decision. And artificial intelligence is a machine that don't have any feeling, which means you then, so you are able to go to the wisdom of crowd, which is much more powerful than others. And this is the way to use artificial intelligence in health. You know, the world today needs to bring health to everyone. And there is no way to bring health to everyone because the digital revolution created that you cannot keep wealthy spot, rich and poor people. It's not possible anymore because you have phone before you have house. And you know how people living in New York before, you know, themselves has house. So, and there is no way to bring healthcare unless you shift to prevention. And there is no way unless you're doing very cheap.
Yeah.
And this is the only way to do it. And the artificial intelligence allow you to do this.
So where you are using artificial intelligence, where you say like you are safeguarding the health, like my is safeguarding the health and well-being of our future generations. So how you are incorporating it?
Okay. So if you're thinking about health, you don't need to have a PhD to understand there are only two parameters that impact your health. Is the genetic, is the lifestyle, and is nutrition. Nothing else.
Okay,
the genetic is, unfortunately or fortunately, is one single ticket. It's not replaceable. Which means at the day that you're born, you got your tickets, it's not replaceable anymore. So from this situation, you can take your diseases forward or back. Depends in your lifestyle and about the nutrition. Okay. The nutrition should be very, very effective if you know to adjust them well in advance. Then there will be, if you have diseases, the nutrition have limited impact. It's managing diseases. It's nothing but that. So what we do, we use the wisdom of crowd in order to predict diseases long before they happen, like beyond the horizon. You don't have any sign. And then we open a window of time. And with the window of time, if you are able to tell someone exactly you are in risk of this specific disease, and then you know how to adjust the nutrition, then you mitigate the risk of the disease.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of technologies. You know, if you look going back to the universities today, they are still operated as 100 years ago. You know, you have physics department, engineering department, dietitian department, but the world is not there anymore. You need to use crossover technologies, you know, to make more efficient your work. So, and from different subjects. So actually what you need to do is actually integrate technologies and not just looking on the single. Since I'm in the technology many years, I don't think the challenge is the technology anymore. I think the technology is quite mature. I think the challenge is integration of the technology. And this is the biggest challenge, how to create integration among different technologies that exist and then to create a new product that not exists.
Completely makes sense. Completely makes sense. So, like, what are the major goals for 3 to 6 months, like your short-term goals?
You know, we focusing, our aim is to mitigate risk of the diseases. Okay, this is our business. And we focusing on infant. If you, totally different from the health. Health focusing on adults, because this is where the money is. You know, young people are not sick, so there is no reason to focus them. You know, diabetes and that. So we're focusing on infant. And the reason why we're focusing on infant, because if you mitigate the risk, then you can earn many, many years, decades of benefits. If you're doing to 70 years old, it's limited time. Okay. And what we're trying is to mitigate, I will give you an example, food allergies or atopic dermatitis, okay, as an example. So we're trying it the day, never food allergies happen when you're born. It happened after 1 year. So at the day that you're born, we are able to tell the mom, which is only 10%, you have the risk that the disease will be, the kids will develop food allergies, very precisely. And then via nutrition, you have the opportunity to mitigate. So you are able to reduce the risk according to the clinical trials by 80%, which is no drug that can make it. So what we do, but we have two cycles of challenges. One challenge is the technology, but the second challenge is that we need to have a conversion, which means the way to go to the market. And the healthcare industry called health, they have great brand name, but it's nothing with health. They're doing managing diseases. This is the business. The content of the business is managing diseases. Brand name is very bad, but it's not health. If you are young and health, you don't know nothing about health. Okay? If you become sick, then you're starting to be player, yeah. And then where the financial benefit is. So yeah. We had to find new converter, how to, because you need to make the, in order, let's assume if you were going to the your first question, let's assume that I don't know a single mom that would say, I want that my kids will have food allergy. And you know how many kids are born in the world, and you know what is the percentage. This is a clear number, okay? And let's assume that our technology is good. In order to be able to convert the technology and to reduce the risk of the disease, you need to solve three problems. The first problem, you need to deal with the cost that it will not cost to the mom money, which is a different way of health thinking. When you're thinking about, you're speaking of money, you need to give accessible to the technology without cost. This is the first thing. The second thing, you have to have a very reliable converter, which means if you're doing it direct to consumer, people will not believe you because it's a fake news. So you need to find a reliable converter to make the message accessible. And the third one, you need to create the echoes that you can spread the information. These are the three challenges. If you are able to cope, to bring the technology without cost, with engage the technology with providers that are reliable and doing the echoes rightly, you have 100% market share.
Makes sense. So how you work with other teams? Like, what do you prefer? Like, the team should be in-house, or you can partner with someone, or maybe you can hire or acquire some other company. Like, how do you work?
You know, what we build a network of dietitians. You know, so we have, in the countries that we are working, we have network of dietitians that making the information available to the moms. And we're trying, I told you about surfing on the wave. All the retail space change is the compelling need of the retail change, the retail chain changed dramatically, because 20 years ago they had a shelf and they had all the powers, but now they're not control anymore the shelf. Everyone can put in the shelf and everyone can do brand. So if you're looking how all the retails are changing, they're moving the center of the business from having products to adding more and more services. So we're trying to think about these big retail chains that have real need to add services as the part of the business, because they cannot rely only on products, because the time change. And the digital allow you also to engage the information. So there are few ways how you can make, you know, the information available. But you know, if you're looking on all the successful companies on the world that were able to move from small company to huge company in 30 years, 35 years, and you have long list, you know, there are changes that are totally non-dependent on you, and it changes independently. But you need to be in the junction when these changes occur. And this is the way that I'm thinking, you know. I'm thinking about there are changes in the market. It's no doubt. The healthcare is very costly and you need to find solution, and everyone needs help. The waste, solve prevention. You know, the retail needs to add services. The doctors are not interested, so you need to find new converters for the health. People looking at much more holistic upshore. Artificial intelligence is much improved. Each one of them is totally independently. But if you're taking all of them together and you are the first one ready on the injunction, then you, in short time, building a big company.
Awesome. Yeah. So I believe, healthcare is more like a need. Maybe, obviously, it's not a luxury, but maybe more like a need for everyone. But I believe still there's a lot of marketing side involved in it. So how do you see the marketing for Mayor?
You know, the way that we doing the marketing in Mayor, when you're speaking about marketing, how to give access information to the maps, and there are four different verticals that you're doing that. One of them is direct to consumer, you know, specific maps, they are highly engaged. So if you make, in the past, you had to have $1 million for campaigning the TV, it's gone. Now with $10,000, you can go to the maps, you know. If you define well and you have highly, you know, population targeted and you know how to use. So to get information to put on the feed, right information is not costly as it used to be in the past. You know, in the past, it was binary. Either you have $1 million in the TV or you're not doing anything. Now you can do with 10,000 or with 100,000 or with 5,000. And you can get some access. So it's more, it's not any more binary world, is analogic world. You can do some, you can do big. The second one, when you're building a dietitian, you know, each one of them wants to operate in the community, to spread the information in the community. So if you have enough power, you spread in the community. The third one, retails, dying to get services. And you need to head, and health is important part of the services. And the fourth one, there are insurance. If you are able to prove the insurance and that they have a benefits, then they're adding you and allow giving access to the maps. But at the end of the day, everything arises, but we always need to follow in the primary, the money truck, not the values, the money truck, because the money truck make the change.
Exactly. So, Errol, what would be your biggest piece of advice to our viewers?
What, can you repeat the question? I didn't hear.
What would be your biggest piece of advice for our viewers?
My advice to entrepreneurs, you mean?
Yeah. Your advice for our viewers, like for our audience who are watching this podcast.
I would say you need to dare to fail, because if you don't dare to fail, you will never be there. This is the only way to come to the success, you know. Usually, as a human being, we hate uncertainty, and therefore we need to convert uncertainty to certainty, but you need to dare to fail. And the only thing you need to shift from building the confidence that you not fail to fail and correct it immediately. So that's all.
That's a beautiful advice indeed. So, Al, it was really nice talking to you. I really enjoyed the conversation. And I believe it will be helpful for our audience as well. So would you let the people know how they can reach you? Yeah, I can see your website over there, but just in case, if you can just repeat it again, and along with your social media handles, wherever people can reach you.
Yes, so you know, they can reach me, you know, via the emails, you know, via this is the best way. And my email is I can send you, so you can edit if you want or no.
Yeah, I can. We will edit over there, but you can just pronounce it for spell it for a second over here.
Sorry.
You can just give your email over there, but at the end we will add it in the video as well.
Okay, so my email is Ariel. At irlkventures.com, irlkventures.com, and you know, everything that I can do to help someone, it's nice.
that's great, Al. Thanks for joining us today. I really enjoyed it. Hopefully, we will meet again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. Thanks. Bye. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.